Matthias Cormann, are you there? I think we're trying to locate the Finance Minister, Matthias Cormann, who is out tonight strongly backing the Prime Minister. And we're just trying to get... we still have actually... Look, live radio, you got to love it. 4 minutes to 8 o'clock on an extended edition of RN Drive. I do have the Finance Minister, Matthias Cormann. Hi, Matthias.
Good day. How are you?
We've only got a few minutes before the news, but I did want to hear from you for a balanced approach too. We had Arthur Sinodinos backing Malcolm Turnbull. Why are you sticking by the Prime Minister?
Because in my judgment, Tony Abbott is the best person to lead our team and to lead our country. And he is the Prime Minister that was elected by the Australian people at the last election with a plan which we are implementing. And I believe that he deserves the opportunity to be accountable to the Australian people at the next election and to put forward our plan for a second term agenda.
You heard Malcolm Turnbull's criticisms at his 4 o'clock press conference, complaining that the government had lost an economic narrative, that wasn't able to make an economic case. You are one of the economic ministers, you're finance minister. What do you make of that criticism?
Well, I disagree with it. I mean, I've got a good relationship with Malcolm Turnbull. I've worked well with him in government, but on this point, I fundamentally disagree with him. I mean, we obviously came into government facing a very challenging situation with a weakening economy, rising unemployment, the budget position rapidly deteriorating. And since we came into government, obviously, global prices for our key commodities have fallen sharply. All of that has put additional challenges into our economy, but all things considered, in that context, because of the decisions that we've made, because of the change in direction, our economy continues to grow. Our economy is in a stronger position than it would have been if we had stayed on Labor's trajectory. Getting rid of all of the lead that Labor put into our economy's saddleback, like the mining tax, the carbon tax, excessive levels of red tape, all of that.
But Matthias Cormann, how about the criticism Malcolm Turnbull says, 30 news polls. And the news polls record how the public feels about your government. News polls say people are unhappy with your government.
Well, Patricia, prime ministers don't get elected by news polls. Prime ministers get elected by the Australian people at election time, and people elect prime ministers to make the difficult though necessary decisions to put Australia on a stronger foundation for the future. That is what we've been doing, and I'm very confident that given the opportunity to be accountable to the Australian people at the next general election, that we will be able to win that election under Tony Abbott's leadership.
And if Tony Abbott is tonight removed as Prime Minister, if Malcolm Turnbull becomes successful, are you willing to be a minister in a Turnbull government?
I'm very confident that Tony Abbott will remain as our Prime Minister.
Well, but Malcolm Turnbull is running, so if he is successful under that scenario, would you continue to work in a cabinet if he invited you, or would you resign?
I'm not going to speculate on hypotheticals tonight.
It's an hour away. I know usually you make this argument with me, Matthias Cormann, but this one's real. It's about to happen.
There's a party room decision, obviously, to be made later tonight. I'm backing the Prime Minister. I believe the Prime Minister will prevail. I believe the Prime Minister should prevail. If there is a different circumstance, I'll cross that bridge if we get there. But at this stage, I'm just not going to entertain hypotheticals.
And you were doing the numbers last time the Prime Minister faced difficulties in February. Are you making calls tonight? I mean, you're on the phone with me now, but after we say goodbye and it's the 8 o'clock news, will you be making calls?
Well, I've obviously been doing a bit of media tonight. I've just done the 7:30 report. I've done Sky. I'm doing your show. I'm doing whatever I can to help the Prime Minister continue in his position, because that is what I think is the right thing to do. I mean, we don't want to import the New South Wales Labor Party to the federal government.
I'm going to have to say goodbye to you because it's news time, but I want to thank you for coming onto the program. That's Matthias Cormann, Finance Minister. Coming up after the news, Big Ideas with Paul Barclay. Thanks for joining me on RN Drive.